I think we've been able to convey to people that A, this is very achievable. B, the idea of buying a business is a phenomenal concept and could greatly accelerate, you know, your road to riches, if you will. The potential return on investment related to buying a business will dwarf any other investment possible, except putting it on number 17 black in Las Vegas, because the return on investments we've shown people that time and time again can get our 25 to 33% on their investment. So the case is made very clearly to anybody who wants to go down the path of entrepreneurship that buying an existing business is a phenomenal opportunity. But it's dynamic. There's a lot of moving parts. Every business is different. You can't just throw these broad strokes at the process and expect to be successful. People understand and hopefully have a very good level of comfort now with identifying what type of business may be right for them or how they go about that. The action steps that we provide in the workbook reinforce that. We've talked about, you know, the search process and business brokers and how to, you know, cultivate some research, you know, and a good overview related to the numbers and goals that they need to have in place and sort of business skills, and all working back to the initial steps of getting on the right path. And again, hopefully conveying to people that this is not overwhelming. They can do it. And again, I like to always say, listen, if I could do it, anybody could do it. But there's a lot more that still has to be done. For example, the negotiation and making an offer, the process by which you value a business. I mean, valuation is not a science, it's an art. There's a lot to be learned. And then, you know, the other part of the process, which is very important, or two parts, one we've talked about briefly being the financing, the fourth being the due diligence process. The due diligence process when you'll have access to all the books and records of the company to be able to validate everything that's been represented. And if it's really your last step to be able to back out of the deal without any obligation or penalty, and it's the time when you need to uncover everything about the business, not just part of it. So there are, you know, a number of very important steps still related to the process, and it comes down to education, John.
So Richard, there's more to learn. Where can we learn it? What are some resources that we can turn to gather more information?
The one area that I have complete confidence in is the information that is available through Trump University and the program that I developed with the great people at Trump University, which takes you through the entire process from A to Z, from what business is right for you to where to look, talks about franchises, dealing with professionals, interpreting financial statements, going through the process of, you know, meeting with sellers, negotiating the deal, making an offer, financing the deal, how to properly value a business so you don't overpay, and of course, you know, the due diligence checklist. Again, that's the one product that, you know, I feel very confident in that will tell people what they need to know, explains what needs to be done, and exactly how to do it. And that's called The Art of Buying a Business.
So, Richard, we've talked about creating wealth through buying a business, and you've not only done this yourself, you've also helped many hundreds, it seems possibly many thousands of people take the same step.